Time to check in with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall updates. How are you today, Mayor?
I'm doing well, Joe. I know we're off by a day, but thanks for adjusting the time for me.
No, not at all. Our pleasure. We're very flexible around here, as lots of folks are learning in this new day and age to be flexible.
Isn't that the truth? We've learned about patience and flexibility.
Yes, indeed. How are you coping with the heat?
You know, it's summertime. You're not going to hear me complain in July or August about a hot day. It's not my favorite time of year. I love the fall, but right. I'm not going to complain.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
It's fleeting around here, so folks should enjoy it while they can.
That's right.
Sure. Yeah. And now they have a brand new splash park, spray ground, if you will, up at Kincaid Park to cool down in.
That's right. That's right. We're getting a lot of positive feedback with the neighborhood on Kincaid. It's really come out magnificent, and there's so many pieces to it. You know, it's a flood control project. It's got all kinds of retention areas for heavy rains and so forth. It's got great amenities, a straightaway track, a walking track around the facility, basketball courts, playground equipment, the splash pad, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful, beautiful facility. It was tired. It needed a real shot in the arm, and what a commitment by the city to that neighborhood. It really is magnificent.
Yeah, it's great. How are the recreational programs going during this time?
They're going well. Yeah. They're well attended. You know, whether it's the boating program or the various parks and playgrounds, it's well underway, and there's been a lot of folks turning out. So I'm assuming that's in part because there hasn't been much to do.
Yes.
So they're looking for things to do. Families, I'm sure, parents are looking to get rid of the kids for a couple of hours. I'm sure the kids are looking to get away from the parents for a couple of hours.
Yep.
So works all around.
It's a win-win. Yeah.
Yeah.
Since last we talked, Mayor, of course, there's been three instances of folks in the Quincy school system testing positive for COVID-19. Is there any update on that situation?
Well, it's, you know, the health department, Ruth Jones, does an amazing job. They jump right on it. They do tracing and try to alert anyone that has been in contact, potential contract, and those people are asked to quarantine. You know, and then some of those folks may get tested depending on their primary physician's recommendation and their potential health issues. So it's, this is a crazy time, as we know. We've been up and down. We're up a little again this week. Weekend was tough. We were up, I think, 12 cases over the weekend.
Yes.
Alone.
Right.
I think three more yesterday. So it's, you know, it's tough. And, we try to remind people that, you know, we're not out of the woods yet. Now, I also know that there's the argument, well, more people are getting tested, so therefore the cases are up. I said, well, there's probably an argument for that.
Mm.
But I would continue to suggest to people, please don't let your guard down, that, you know, we ask you to follow the guidelines as best you can. And those folks that are most susceptible, be very, very careful.
Mm.
So, you know, again, the masks, when you can't social distance, washing the hands, hand sanitizer. I even get lax once in a while. You know, I'll get out of my truck. I'm going into the store or walking up the church. I'm halfway there. I said, oh, I forgot the mask. Mm-hmm. Go home, get the mask.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, it's going to be the way of the world for a while.
Yeah.
I know that in talking to Ruth and the public health community is, you know, going to have a tough fall and winter, the suggestion between the flu, pneumonia, and COVID.
Right.
So it's going to be a long stretch before we're through all this.
Yeah. Speaking of fall, any insight into their back to school in the fall right now?
Well, the school committee, as you know, as I'm a member of, will be getting together very soon with the superintendent and his recommendations. When I say his recommendations, they're based on he's been meeting with the task force. He's been meeting with his leadership team and talking to principals and surveying teachers and surveying parents and getting a lot of input. No matter what we do in September, half will be happy and half will be mad. Just the way it's going to be. I don't know yet. I mean, there's three potential options. Let's make a deal. Leo Monty Hall, pick the curtain, right? My guess is it's going to be some sort of a combination of some time in building and some virtual. So probably a hybrid.
Yeah.
And who knows? I mean, if the cases get crazy, that may get adjusted again. Mm-hmm. But the reality is the kids don't seem to be getting sick. So I know they transmit it. And, you know, we always kid about over the years, all these little germs carrying everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as far as the illness goes, they've held up well and have not experienced the challenges that some of the you know, the older population has experience, you know.
Yep. Of course, it's the concern of the teachers and staff, no doubt, that you're worried
about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We should talk a little bit about graduations that will be happening this week, Mayor.
Isn't it weird?
Yes.
In July, we're doing graduation.
Of course, they've already graduated, but...
Technically, they have, yeah. But we promised them a ceremony where they could walk, and this was the earliest we could do it under the state guidelines. Mm-hmm. So, yes, the long range looks pretty good, I think, for weather-wise, for Friday and Saturday. Friday night being for North Quincy High, and then Saturday we're going to have two separate classes for Quincy High, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So, you know, remind people that are going that have their tickets that are booked to bring your mask. Make sure you have it with you. We'll probably have some spares at the gates. Mm-hmm. Should people forget, but, you know, we've got to continue to practice the social distancing. It'll be a skinny-down version of a graduation mm-hmm. because of the social distancing. But nonetheless, I think it's appropriate. I think it's the right thing for our system to do for these kids. These kids missed a lot that last semester, and we're just trying to do the right thing.
Sure. The social distancing will be in place even after the ceremony, I'm guessing. You don't want folks hoarding down on the field afterwards, right?
That's correct, yeah. We ask people to kindly move on and head back to their homes or wherever they're headed, you know.
Sure.
I'm sure many of them have had a lot of pictures around in June anyway, even though there wasn't a formal dedication.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there'd be that much pressure to do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we got to keep following the guidelines right through the whole ceremony.
This week, Mayor, the city has its very first dog park.
Official dog park.
Official dog park, right.
one of the challenges over the years, and I know you know, I served as park director for 12 years, and one of the challenges was the amount of dogs on the fields. And
yes.
Some dog owners, I think they're getting better in general, but many did not pick up after them. So you got kids playing and stepping in it.
Oh, gosh.
Dogs digging holes on the infields, creating, potential spots for an infielder to fall into, break an ankle, you know, all those things. So this is the first official dog park up off of Quarry Street. Folks that are familiar with Sons of Italy, diagonally across from the Sons of Italy, mm-hmm. built a new road into the site. We got some money from the Stanton Foundation, which advocates for dog parks. And obviously with the new road down, when the utilities brought in, it's also going to be setting the place for the new shelter. So that's the next phase for up in that area. But yes, we're going to, I know that people have been using it, but technically it hasn't been officially opened until now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's beautiful up there. It was a piece of land that the city owned through the deal that was made with High Point many years ago. It's not a flat area. We had to create bring in some fill to create these spots. But, you know, for a piece of land that was really not very productive in any way, it's given us an opportunity to not solve an issue, but help toward the issue of creating a special dog facility for those folks that are responsible with their dogs, and then also providing the land needed to build the shelter, because as you know, we need a new shelter.
Oh, yeah.
For a lot of good reasons, but also we got to get out of the way for the public safety headquarters, so mm-hmm. We got to keep that process moving.
Does the park have a name, or is it just the Quincy Dog Park right now?
Yeah, just the dog park right now.
Okay.
I'm sure that there'll be some thoughts about how we do it or mm-hmm. how we name it at some point, yeah.
And how do you deal with what the dogs leave behind? Is that being left up to the owners? Or?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
I mean, we're providing the facilities. We were asking the owners. And what we have found in doing research about dog parks in other places, you know, it becomes a little bit of a group that starts to use it on a regular basis. People get to know each other. They mm-hmm. look out for each other. They clean up after themselves. And, you know, I know that I talk to people that have walked their dog at Paget Field, and they pick up other messes that they see when they're up walking that others leave behind, you know. So I think for the most part, people are much better at it. But I think with a new facility like that, you know, you're not out in the woods somewhere. It's a park specifically for this, and if you're not picking up, people are going to be knowing it right away, and I think the peer pressure will be a little difficult.
Yes.
Which is a good thing.
Yes, exactly. Mayor, I know that despite the pandemic, your administration is getting ready for the new city council session in the fall with some pre-planning going on.
Yes, indeed. I'll be meeting, hopefully, with each of the councils individually before September. To talk about, you know, with all that's been going on with the pandemic and the whole protest movement and all those things, so, you know, there's some stuff that we got to get back to back to focus on, back to the basics, if you will. And we'll be going over that with them this August in preparation for the fall. There's going to be a lot happening, both for the development side, but also for the infrastructure side. We got to continue to work it. And, you know, I know the council works well, works hard. You know, I don't know yet what the situation is going to be, whether they're going to be meeting in person, going to be doing the Zoom continually or what. Yeah. But suffice to say that we're going to be putting a little bit more on their plate come this fall, because in this past spring, we kind of eased up on everything, kind of hit the pause button on certain things. Mm-hmm. We kept you know, all our projects moving forward. But anything new, we just held off until the fall to see where we're going to be. And, you know, we get a better sense now what's going on. Though, you know, who knows?
Yeah, right. No, that's exactly right, yeah.
But, you know, we'll make some projections and some good guesses on things. And things still have to move forward. You know, whatever happens over the next year or so with this pandemic, we know it's still temporary. This economic challenge that's been created is not based on a flawed economy. It's been based on an illness. Mm-hmm. So as we deal with the illness and hopefully there's a vaccine found, I'm not saying we'll flip a switch and the economy will go back to exactly where it was, but we should improve rather quickly once we get this behind us. So, you know, some of the things that we do, it's 5 and 10 year planning, mm-hmm. and decisions are 50 to 100 year decisions. So we can't completely panic and not move on anything. I don't think that makes any sense either, you know. So be cautious and judicious, you know, we'll have good planning and make our case with the council, and hopefully things will continue to move forward.
I know the goal was maintain property taxes. Does that still look like
still the goal? Okay. Still the goal. I know that there are people out of work.
Yep.
There are people that are struggling. People are, some of them, living off their savings. You know, I understand that, and I think the council agrees with us on that one, that we're going to do everything we can to keep the property tax right where it is. Now, Joe, as we talk about all the time, mm-hmm. you know, whenever we set the tax rate, we talk about the average single-family tax bill. So, it's the average single bill that we'll be talking about, because you can't control every individual bill. There's too many moving parts here. There's too many moving targets, and values have a lot to do with that. And the values adjusted every year based on the law. So, you know, the reality is we don't look to collect any more money by holding the tax rate, you know, to be able to spend. It's kind of the, there are other revenue areas in local receipts and local aid by the state, but we're talking purely the property tax this year. So that's the goal, and that continues to be the goal. We'll see, you know, in September where we sit with free cash and how we finish the fiscal year on June 30th and how much we have to work with so they can offset some of these shortfalls, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah, and state aid, I know, is still a question mark because the state doesn't
It's still
know.
A question mark. Yeah. They haven't, We're anticipating a cut. We just don't know to what extent, you know.
Sure. Mayor, can we end with the passing of a good friend and a longtime educator in Mr. Rich Keneally?
Yes, gosh, Rich Keneally was you know, a very, very talented musician himself. Mm-hmm. He comes from a very musical family, really, really talented people. And he shared his talents and his gifts with the people of our city, the kids of our city, for a long time. Yeah. He served both North and Quincy as the band director, did a marvelous job. I know that number of years ago when, you know, we had some tough financial cuts, I know him and that group were a little depressed, but as things bounced back and we bought new uniforms, bought new instruments, and, you know, the parent group got very involved raising money, mm-hmm. that brought a whole new life to it. And you know, you could see that in the enthusiasm in Rich and everybody else involved in those programs. So, you know, certainly our sympathy goes out to his family. His wife died a month prior from the COVID.
Yep.
And it's a tough, tough situation. He had a battle with cancer a few years ago, so he was definitely vulnerable on the health side with those underlying conditions. But, you know, Quincy Public Schools, particularly the music programs, are that much better because of Rich Keneally. And we lost another great guy, Leo Donovan, who was a longtime teacher at Atlantic at North and a coach. Lived in Adam Shore, another marvelous guy. Who gave for the kids of the city, a top shelf gentleman, I used to see every year at the Adam Shore July 4th program, because that's where he lived. And so, you know, it's just a reminder, life is short.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do the best we can while we're here to make it a little better for everybody else and for those that are left behind. So, again, we express our sympathy to both families and, in fact, to all those families that have been affected by COVID.
Yeah.
I know the wonderful couple, Bill and Ann McDonald, from the Beach of Knoll area, died within 10 hours of each other.
Oh.
An older couple. They were marvelous people. Mm. Marvelous people. And we certainly extend our sympathy to their family. And I know that's been repeated time and time again with the amount of folks that we've lost. And, you know, we had a tough one last week with Chris O'Connor, who died suddenly with our sewer and water department, 52 years old.
Oh, gosh.
Massive heart attack. And three kids, his wife. We certainly extend our sympathy to his family. He was a great worker. He was a veteran, bull of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
You never know anything was wrong with him looking at him. Mm. So for those folks out there that get to the doctor, get your checkups, and make sure you're following the guidelines of not only the COVID, but whatever your doctor recommends for you individually. So, again, these are all great people that make a difference. And at the end of the day, that old Kansas song, Dust in the Wind, we're here for a short time, Joe, and we leave it a little better than we found it, we hope. And my father used to say to me growing up, you know, you come in with nothing, you leave with nothing, and the only thing you leave behind is your name.
Mm.
And you can't take anything with you. So certainly, again, we are grateful for the contributions all these people have made to make the city what it is today.
Well, thank you for putting some names. Sometimes we get so bogged down in the numbers, we forget that there are actual people behind each and every one of those.
Yeah, and I hesitate to do that because there's so many people out there,
you
don't want to miss names either, but
yes.
this just came to mind, and great, great people.
Appreciate your time, Mayor.
All right, stay well, Joe.
So thank you, you too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.